Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
The Season with Peter Schrager is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What's up, everybody? This has been one of the wildest weeks I can remember in NFL history. And what started off as a Monday night catastrophe, really, that we all lived through together, I would say it was a traumatic event, sort of had a, I hate to say happy ending, but gosh, Nyheim Hines returns that kick to start the game in Buffalo on Sunday, and I think we all exhaled and celebrated, and even Patriots fans had to say that was pretty cool. The week that we've had watching from afar and covering it is one thing. The week that Buffalo Bills general manager has had is something entirely different. I wanted to have Brandon on. He hasn't done a ton of media, and he's going to be so gracious to join us in a moment. He's one of my favorite guys in the league. He's a NFL executive of the year. He has built a juggernaut in Buffalo. And he was more or less bedside with Damar Hamlin in the most trying of times. He's given us a couple minutes right here, and why are we wasting any more time? Brandon Bean, GM of the Buffalo Bills, right now. All right, as I mentioned, this next guest is a very special person to me. We've become friends. You know, obviously we work in the same world, but we become friends, and most of our conversation, I'd say 99% of it, is not about football and not about careers, and it's more about life and family and the important things. And I think everybody in America got a chance to get to know his name and sort of the stuff that he's about. As last week was one of the most trying weeks that our league has ever had, and it comes out on the other end of it, and the person who was right there by Damar Hamlin's side happens to be the team's general manager, and we've got him here on the podcast. Brandon Bean, thanks for coming on the show, man.
Nah, always always good to chat with you, Peter, whether it's in Indianapolis at breakfast or just wherever. I think he had one of our games earlier this year, the Dolphins game. Yeah, that's right. It was a Dolphins game the last time.
Last time.
So for wings and beer. So, no, always good to catch up, buddy.
Yeah, you know, the tone of this is a little different than it was last week, where I started off the podcast and it was Tuesday and it was – gosh, like I just don't know what to say. And my hopes and prayers are that things do work out. But, you know, a lot of the initial raw reaction, we're now a week removed from the Hamlin play. And Brandon, like, it's been a week. I don't even know the question. I'm just going to serve it up to you. Like, where are you at now, mentally, emotionally? And gosh, take us there.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a roller coaster of a week, you know, just like anything. You go to a game and you know, you always pray that no one gets hurt, But you're always more thinking of someone may hurt their knee or concussion or, you know, which you don't want those, but you're never, you know, I've said I've been in the league since 1998. I've never seen anything like that. I've never even thought that that was, you know, really going to ever happen. And, you know, sitting in, you know, I'm sitting with Mr. Pegula in the box and we're watching the game and it's just like, you could see the stress. You know, I grab my binoculars. I always do when somebody's injured, I'm trying to see what are they working on. And I'm looking at my binoculars and I'm like, I see one of our medical person and I'm like, man, something's up. And then I'm seeing more and I'm just, you know, a young lady named Kelsey Harkins, who she works in our player engagement department, but she was actually a trainer for us. And she moved over just to try something different. And we had a full-time spot for her. She was a 2-year long season intern, but on game days, she kind of flips that hat and goes back to a trainer and she's a hustler. And I just see her out there hustling and she's normally not doing stuff on the field. And so, you know, I've never come down from the box for a game since I've been here. And, you know, Ron Rakuya, who's our COO, he saw my look and he went and grabbed security and was like, help him get down. And so went running through the, went a different way than you're even supposed to, cutting down steps and a concourse to get down to that field. And, you know, when I got out there, it was probably about halfway through when they were still working on him. And it was just, man, eerily silent when I kind of slow walked out of the, you know, fast walked out of the tunnel to get on the field and just, you know, try and find out what's going on, try to console, you know, some of our guys at that point. I felt the emotion that was going on. And, you know, I couldn't ask all our doctors and everyone's. So I'm just right there. I'm just saying prayers to myself of please let DeMar be okay. Please let DeMar be okay. And, you know, from there, you kind of know, you know, what's next as far as the game gets postponed. We get him to the hospital. And then, you know, once we got all our ducks in a row, you know, we headed over to the hospital to be with him.
You mentioned Kelsey Harkins. That's the first time I've heard Kelsey's name. Did I get that right? Kelsey Harkins?
Yeah, Kelsey Harkins, yeah.
I think that's one of the beautiful things that's going to come out of this. Everyday employees that you work alongside became heroes in a moment where, you know, they never thought they'd have to come to. They did. They rose to the occasion. You see it. You work alongside these people. I'm going to give you the platform here. Can you take us through some of the individuals in the Bills organization that you think deserve a little, I don't know, national acclaim, a little mention? They would never want it. They're not raising their hands. No. I even saw Denny Kellington get that ball, and you could see he was embarrassed or almost bashful to get the ball from Nyheim Hines or from whoever gave it to him after the, or that it was John Brown. Take a moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. These people, they love what they do. They don't want credit. You want to talk about team. And I told a bunch of them when I got back here from Cincinnati, I pulled some of them together. The docs were not here because they worked somewhere else. But I said, listen, when good teams win games, it's when they execute at a high level at the most critical point in the game, the critical plays. And I said, you guys went out there without practice, without walkthrough. You do this once in a while, but it's not something they're repping every week. And you went out there and you had a plan and you executed at a very high level, such a high level that DeMar is going to survive this thing. And they executed flawlessly at the most critical point of the game, which is the game of life, and they saved his life. So it was cool for them as a team to have the team of trainers. And, you know, it's led by Nate Bresky, our head athletic trainer. Nate did a great job. He's leading that at first before we get some of the medical doctors that show up at every game that the league has, the airway management guy and just all them, you know, we can get to them. But Nate did a great job. You know, I know Denny's had a claim and, you know, of the CPR, but, you know, and to be fair to all, multiple people did CPR on him. Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. White, who's one of our team internists, he rotated with Denny, I think along with another person in Cincinnati, you know, giving him CPR. So Denny did a great job. Tabani Richards, who Tabani has stayed with DeMar the whole time, flew back with him yesterday, and he didn't, when Coach and I went over there yesterday to see DeMar, Tabani is just so attached to the situation and is just trying to protect him. He didn't, he's back in his home city. You would think he'd be like, man, let me just go get a shower in my,
he
in
hadn't
my
gone
place.
Home.
And he's like, no, I want to make sure he's good. I'm here. We were kind of getting updates from the medical doctors here. You know, Tabani, you know, he rode in the ambulance with him there. I mean, obviously he's right. He's been there by his side the whole time. And Tabani helped set up our Zoom call with the team last week, which was amazing. You want to talk about bone chilling, hair standing up when he started giving signs and doing his thing and just love, man. It was tears of joy going crazy. But our team needed that. It's been just, you know, just such an up and down. But, you know, our Marissa Figueroa, she is, you remember I talked about Kelsey. Marissa is our 2-year intern, and this is her second year. She was right there as well. Just our docs, Les Bassan, who's our head team physician, right there with Nate, making sure he didn't have a cervical issue. Also helping with, you know, the airway and holding his head the right way. And Mark Feinberg, I mentioned Tom White earlier, who was helping Denny rotating, doing the compressions on the CPR. Mark Kim is another internist, Dr. Mark Kim. He was there as well. And he also was in the ambulance with Tabani initially to go there. Mark did fly back with the team, but he was there when he got to, you know, to UC Medical Center, to, you know, to the trauma center. And then one other guy who's not in our training room, but he's an equipment guy. His name's Corey Reblin. And Corey had to get his face mask off. And you want to talk about, I mentioned it last week in my press, like he had to get that off so that they could get the airways going. And
think about the pressure on him. I mean, think about in that moment, you're talking about kicking a field goal from 60 yards.
Yeah.
What's his name again?
It's Corey Reblin. And
holy
Corey,
cow.
We you know, this weekend's game, we honored the medical staff, but we also honored Corey because you've got those little fine tools. You're trying to get the screws out, and you're watching a man right on the other side of your hands that's struggling for life. And to do that as flawlessly and quickly as Corey did, he's a hero too. He handled the moment, a critical moment, one he didn't expect to have, and did a great job. So, you know, a lot of people in our organization, you know, did great things, but, Joe Collins on our staff, Joe Mika, some other trainers, you know, they do, all sorts of stuff for us. They were there as well, helping with whatever was needed, you know, right by his side. So it was a group effort, here. And then, you know, at some point here, Peter, you know, I'll take your lead, but we need to acknowledge all the people in Cincinnati and what a job they did from the time we got him. They, you know, the people that helped get him intubated, get him oxygen, get his pulse back, get his, you know, the AED, the heart restarted, to the ambulance, the paramedics, and then obviously the team waiting for him, you know, in the trauma room. And again, we're talking about a week ago, we were worried about him, you know, whether he would make it or not. And now today he's back in a Buffalo hospital, which is a blessing. And as I've told many people, God is good and prayer is a powerful thing.
You are amazing, man. Like, I feel it. I hear the exhaustion in your voice, first of all, but I also, the pride is so real. And these are people you work with every day. And you haven't even mentioned the players or the coaches who have been outstanding, but the people that were on the ground and reacted and were able to do so in such an amazing fashion. You won Executive of the Year. You've had personal accolades. You go back this last week, though. Has this changed your perspective on the NFL and football as a whole?
Well, I think the NFL family, as much as we go after each other and we compete and, you know, things can get said, and obviously it can get physical on the field, but, you know, behind the scenes, I think you know, you saw unity across the league and across our country and what sport, we always talk about what sports can unite people. And, you know, I can say I've never seen, as I was telling DeMar's dad this, I've never seen that I can remember all 32 teams celebrating one player on another team, you know, with their social media, lighting their cities and their stadiums and scoreboards, pray for DeMar and three. And maybe I've forgot about it or I was not aware, but I mean, every social media thing had that thing of pray for tomorrow three and just teams we compete against every week. And who would have thought something like that would have happened? And it's not what you want, but you know, and his dad really, and there is some positive that's really come out of this. And I think the other part of that is, you know, for fans to see that, you know, this is a band of brothers. You saw our team, the emotion of, and I'm gonna get choked up if I talk about too much, but the emotion of our players seeing a brother whose life is in the balance and, you know, what it was doing to him. And I've never seen a game not played for an injury like this. I'm not saying it hasn't in the history of the game, but in my lifetime, I've never seen a game that you can't play. But we knew you can't put these players back out there for really for either team after what they've all witnessed. And so I think these are not robots. These are people down there, and they're not glad. I mean, it's a gladiator sport, but these are people that have normal human problems and human lives. And hopefully, you know, fans saw that, yeah, they bleed, they hurt just like the rest of us as we go through life struggles.
Tell me real quick, or as long as you want, talk about the Hamlin family. I know that the uncle was there. I know that the mother and father were there. Like, we don't really have a window into that. You were there at the hospital with them. Who are the Hamlins?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I want to start with, you get to know your players. You know, at this level, you don't always know the parents as well. We meet them some here and there, but you don't spend, you know, you don't spend that much time with them, whereas maybe you did if you were recruiting them in college. And so going back to DeMar and, you know, who he is and who we've gotten to know, and we heard great things out of him as Pitt from Coach Narduzzi and the staff there at Pitt. But then you get to know him. He's yours. And being around him this last, you know, year and 9 months since we drafted him, you know, in the previous draft, you just see a, you know, a smiling, refreshing face. A kid who's excited. You tell him to be on special teams, he's going to do special teams. You tell him you need him to go out and fill in for Micah Hyde, he's going to be ready for his
13
moment.
Starts.
And you just, he's a kid that you don't see negative energy from him. You know, if he's having a bad day, which we're all humans, he doesn't show it. He's always walking with a good vibe, a good feeling. And so that takes me to Mario and Nina, his parents, and salt of the earth. You know, I said at my press conference the other day, they should write a manual on how to handle, you know, a situation to where your child is in a life-threatening situation, because they were, you know, I got two boys, and as I was in there, I was thinking, man, how would I be if I was in Mario and Nina's shoes right now, if that was one of my boys in the condition that DeMar was in? And the strength that they showed, because when doctors come out, Peter, you know this, we've all had loved ones that have been in tough situations. They give you best case and they give you worst case. And every day, even though it was getting better, there was always worst case. And so, you know, I'm sitting there in some of these medical meetings with the docs. Sometimes they were with us, sometimes they weren't, but they were getting the same information. And just sometimes you look over at them like, how are they doing? How are they, you know, should I go over and give a hug? Like whatever, like, and just the strength. And Mario, especially, he would always, once he digested it, I always noticed that he would start a conversation again. And just, it was always all about the positive. DeMar's going to beat this. DeMar's not, like, he's got that. He's going to be fine. And, you know, the funniest thing of all this thing was Mario said the next morning, so that was Monday night game. You know, it's Tuesday, middle of the night. We went home and slept for a few hours, you know.
What's home, hotel room or on the floor in the hospital, hotel?
We left, me and Nate and Mario and his parents stayed the whole night. Me and Nate and Tabani left about 3:30. They got us a room at a hotel across the street. And so we went over there we didn't get great sleep, but laid down for a little bit. You know, you keep checking your phone, everything good. And so we came back over there early the next morning to get an update. How's he doing? You know, I'll never forget at some point that morning, Mario saying, you know what he's going to say when he wakes up. You know, he's going to ask somebody if we won the game. And I was like, we were laughing about it. I was like, you're probably right, but you really don't. And a night nurse who was not privy to this conversation, who none of us really saw much because it's not visiting hours, told the docs the next morning, by the way, he wanted to know who won the game.
And she didn't even know that he had said that already.
She didn't know that Mario had said that. We didn't even really get to interact with her because, again, she was there generally during non-visiting hours. So she was unaware of that.
It's been an incredible week, and I'd say a roller coaster ride, but that's almost too simple to put you through this. Just to cap this off, take me through Hines returning the opening kickoff and what was going on. That's absurd. Come on. Look, I work for the NFL. I said to my wife, the fix is in. There's no way.
If you had any questions that God is real, that play, man.
And here's Hines on the run back, breaking a tackle and taking it past midfield and down the sideline he goes. This is storybook, an opening kickoff return for Damar Hamlin, and this place is absolutely going wild.
I literally, when I knew he was gone, like I felt a tear come down the right side of my face, like, and I didn't know what to say. Like I'm in there with Terry Pegula and Brian Gain and Terrence Gray I could hear them cheering, but I was just like, man, I couldn't even talk. Like, it was just like, nothing was coming out. I was just like, I can't believe it. I literally like, am I dreaming here? This just, and can't hear anything. You know, we have our window. It was chaos. And somebody posted on Twitter yesterday that got sent to me. One of the local reporters who films the game from, you know, the local news stations. He has a great, I'm going to send it to you.
Yeah, I want to see it.
He has a great camera view. He's kind of towards the opposite end zone of where Naeem caught that kickoff, and he's got the whole thing. And it's, so there's no announcer. There's no Jim, Nance or Tony Romo. It's just the announcing is the electricity of the stadium. And when the people realized he was going to go,
oh my God.
Oh man, it was, you can feel it on the phone. And, I sent it to my family and I've sent it to a few people, but, if that doesn't, you know, you're not living and you're not alive, if that thing doesn't move you, it's pretty cool. So, what a moment. Mario texted me.
Yeah.
As soon as that happened,
what'd he say?
And he said, Damar was going nuts, but, I guess the doctors yesterday, in their press conference said that he was sitting in a chair and all the alarms and bells went off because he jumped up and was, you know, pacing and his heart beating everything nuts. But you wouldn't believe it. You know, if somebody was writing a script, you'd say you can't go that far and say they're going to return the opening kickoff.
Yeah, maybe it's a third down conversion. But no, we can't start this script off with the opening kick. That's not, you know, people won't believe it.
No.
You're awesome, dude. I'm going to let you go. You guys have a week. You now have to play the Dolphins in a playoff game. I don't even want to get into it. I know we're riding on high emotions here. What do you personally have left in the tank? And I guess my thought is just, are you ready for this? You might go on, like, this might be the ride right now after all that you guys have already been through. You personally, as the guy who built this team, are you ready for this? Like, this is a crazy month ahead.
Yeah, you know, it's just one week at a time, and it's just trying to recalibrate. And there's definitely people that are, you know, it was a draining thing. Anytime your emotions are moved up and down, kind of the way they were last week, that can be draining. But that's why we gave our players off yesterday and today. Just kind of get your rest, get your sleep, clear your head. You know, big game, third time you're playing, you know, a division opponent.
Yeah.
So they know you. You know them. Both games were very close, and we expect a similar, you know, battle this week. And so one week at a time, and we'll see what happens.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Brandon Bean, GM of the Bills, has a million things going on, has not slept in 7 days, and was kind enough to join us here on the season with Peter Schrager. I look forward to breaking bread with you, whether that is at Cafe Patachou in Indianapolis at the Combine, or if it's up in Buffalo in one of these playoff games, if I'm sent on assignment, we will have some wings and I will devour a pizza and you and your wife will look at me and say, you are one disgusting human being, and I will hug you as a response.
I look forward to one or both of those occasions. Cafe Patachou is always a staple I look forward to every year in Indy.
You're the best. Brandon Bean, GM of the Buffalo Bills. Godspeed, my friend. You're an awesome guy.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for having me on, Peter.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, here we are at the final portion of this podcast, and we've had quite an emotional one. I thought, you know, you start off with the monologue, and I'm talking about coaching hires. Then Brandon Bean comes on and goes moment by moment, second by second, of what his last week was at DeMar Hamlin's bedside as he went through what was maybe the most traumatic week of anyone's lives who has been a part of the Buffalo Bills organization. And now I'm bringing in my friend Todd, who is going to take it to a totally different place, because Todd is a lifelong Giants fan, and his Giants are in the playoffs for the first time since 2016. And I feel like there's a lot of optimism. I feel like there's a lot of juice, but I am not one to speak on behalf of Giants season ticket holders, but this man is. Todd, welcome to the podcast.
Peter Schrager, thank you so much for having me. I first just want to make a quick note. Last week when you were talking about maybe having me on, it became, oh, you know what, we're going to do the full hour with Sean Payton, who happens to be the hottest ticket in coaching right now. Okay, no problem. I don't have to come on. This week, talk about following up someone after what you just discussed. And now you're like, hey, you want to come on and scream about the Giants for 10 minutes? I'm expecting next week for you to say, hey, so we're going to have Pope Francis on before you. And he's going to be discussing Pope Benedict and him having just recently passed away and all that. But then come on after him and say, thanks a lot, Your Holiness. Now we're going to have Todd on to scream about the Giants. Hey, Todd, yeah. How you doing? But yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I've got this little known guy named Elon Musk coming on. Todd, do you mind following him on the podcast? Who would be who would be the podcast guest that you would least want to follow? I mean, I put you on the spot right there. It doesn't have to be anybody. I feel like you nailed it with the Pope, but I've got to think that there's, you know, like, okay, we're on here and we've got Meghan Markle on. Okay, Todd, let's talk about the Commander's offensive line. I'm putting you in a tough spot here, aren't I?
I mean, you nailed it. If you said, hey, we're going to have you on after we do an absolute no holds barred tell all with Prince Harry, then then we're going to have you on. And like, oh, all right, I guess I'll yell about Daniel Jones for a little while. But, you know, who am I following here?
Yeah. All right. So Giants have a playoff game Sunday. I said on Good Morning Football, they're in the Madden Summer All spot, 4:30 on Fox. It's almost surreal considering where we were in August. What's your approach to this game as a Giants fan? Is it like house money, or are we like, hey, let's go and do this thing?
So that's a great question, how you use house money there, because when the season starts, obviously, and you're like, all right, we've been the worst team in the league for 5 years. Let's get some player development going. Let's see how we do. We got a new coaching staff, new GM. Everything's brand new. See what we're going to do about Daniel Jones. You know, let's see how the season unfolds. And then as the season starts to unfold and you start winning games, I don't care what fan base you are with. I don't care what team you're rooting for. When you look up and all of a sudden your team is winning football games and you're rolling off win after win after win, and you look up and maybe, you know, you're 6-1 or 7-2, house money goes out the window. You're like, all right, we're 7-2. The conference seems kind of wide open. The Kansas City Chiefs don't play in the NFC. The Buffalo Bills don't play in the NFC. Like, let's go for this right now. There's no more house money. Like, here we are. We're here. I know what it's like to stink for 5 years and have no hope of the playoffs. Here we are. It looks like we might be able to win a couple of games or make a little bit of noise. Forget house money. Let's go out and win.
Vikings, I said today, they're 13-4 on the season, but they gave up more points than they scored. Do you look at them as paper tigers? Or are you like, all right, here comes Jefferson. This guy beat us once before. Or do you look at the Vikings as like, thank God we had the Vikings. We're not going to San Francisco.
The amazing thing is, if the Vikings were playing any other team in the playoff tournament right now, I'd say, yeah, they're paper tigers. They're not getting out of the first round. But because they're playing the Giants, I can't just come on and thump my chest and say, all right, they're paper tigers. We're going to go on the road and absolutely hammer them. I mean, we did just lose to them 3 weeks ago. All right, it was a back-and-forth game, and we lost on, you know, a ridiculous 61-yard field goal at the gun. But, you know, there's no team with 13 wins out there that has the best player on the field in Jefferson. I can't just sit here and say paper tigers because they're playing the Giants. But if they're playing anybody else, I'd say, you know, thanks for coming out, Vikings. We'll see you next season.
All right, that's a good game preview. What we come to you for is some advice on how to handle the weekend. This is a 3-day extravaganza. It starts on Saturday, late afternoon, and it's not over until the wee hours Monday night. How am I supposed to do this? If I'm an NFL fan, how do I pace myself? And I know that you've got things going on in the household in the next couple of weeks, and you've got to focus on other things. How's the American sports fan supposed to handle this weekend and still be an attentive parent, father, husband, and friend?
Fantastic question. And for those of your listeners out there that have listened along the way, they'll remember what the journey we went on right around Thanksgiving for that entire week-long stretch. This isn't quite the same, but this gets you a sort of 48 to 72-hour window right in the middle of January. This is between this weekend and next weekend, the divisional round of the playoffs for the NFL. This is it, guys. Your conference championship Sunday is a completely different beast. You get you one day to find out who's going to the Super Bowl. But this weekend and next weekend, I hate to just say, hey, you have to embrace it. But you really just have to embrace the fact that you get six really good NFL games. The NFL, the schedule makers, they know what they're doing right now. They know they have to sort of ease you into the wild card weekend. They give you Seattle, San Francisco, 4:30 Saturday afternoon. That's the old Texans-Bengals window right there that was always on.
Where like, TJ right, Yates.
Exactly. I'll watch this wild card game because I'm home on the couch. But if my wife says, hey, do you want to grab an early dinner? Maybe I'll go out and I'll be able to see the game like as you know, we're at the dinner table. Something like
last
that.
Last year it was Raiders-Bengals, but for years it was like NBC or it was like Mike Mayock on the call.
Always. You know,
like,
yeah, last always.
Year, and Drew Brees was on the call. This year I think it's like That one's Fox. I think it's Moose and Joe Davis, which would be great. But like, and then, you know, you get that second crew, or you get that crew that hasn't done NFL, but they've got another game on the network. You're like, okay, let's see who else NBC's got on the bench.
Oh yeah, before that, it would be Tom Hammond. They would call it on NBC, and before that, they would send out Mike Patrick and Paul McGuire to call. And you're like, all right, I'll watch it because I'm home and it's the middle of January and it's freezing outside, but I'm not dying to get into a game like that. It'll be similar in this sense. You know, I mean, the 49ers should probably steamroll them, and you know, it is what it is. But it's NFL playoff football, and there's only a finite amount of games left for that. So you have to just sit and enjoy it. You have all day to run your errands. The game doesn't start until 4:30. So errands. Run your errands. Do what you have to do.
Run your errands.
Don't tell me you're not running errands on a Saturday in January. Everybody's running errands on a Saturday morning in January. They're lying to themselves if they say that they're not.
Take us then from there to a Jaguars-Chargers Sunday night. Lawrence and Herbert, most of America watching for the first time, has never seen any of these guys.
Exactly. Imagine that. Here we are, a wild card weekend, and you're going to turn the game on. And unless you're a tired NFL fan, you're going to look at the Jags and say, wow, the Jags made it to the playoffs? Yeah, the Jags are a playoff team. Like that's how it goes. This is your other typical sort of Saturday night wild card game. But again, it's Saturday night in January. You don't have to go. You don't have to go out for some crazy party or do anything with a real obligation. Stay home, order in, get a couple of large pies, a 2-liter bottle of soda. Settle in. This is what you wait for. Saturday night, prime time playoff games, because that's it. I got news for you. You don't have many more after this, so just sit and enjoy it.
Savor it. And then we have the three games in a row. You've got an emotional opening to that Bills-Dolphins game. Then you got Vikings-Giants, and then you got the nightcap with Bengals-Ravens. And you could take me through it, but I'm also curious, what's your thoughts on the Lamar situation? As we record this, he hasn't practiced in 5 weeks. They don't know if he's going to play. Is this a power play by Lamar, Todd, or is this just, you know, he's going to try to play, he just physically can't do it?
It's weird when you really think about it, but when you think about a quarterback in this league that has been a league MVP, that is the face of the franchise, who's taken his team to the playoffs multiple times, you know, everything that you'd want, it's very weird to hear that quarterback has been injured, let's say, you know, for the past 5 or 6 weeks right now, and there's no update on anything. Usually it's, oh, no, this guy has a broken collarbone. He's going to be out another 8 weeks, or, you know, torn MCL, whatever it might be. He's done for the season. But this has always just been, yeah, he's got this sprain. We're not really sure when he's coming back. We don't even know when he's going to be practicing. I don't understand what's happening here from an informational standpoint. It can't just be gamesmanship where all of a sudden Sunday night NBC opens up and Mike Tirico is, you know, narrating something and Lamar Jackson suited up and he's throwing passes and there it is. Like, that can't possibly be it, that they've decided that he wouldn't play until the wild card round against the Bengals. That can't be it. It's fascinating that there's been no leaks of any information from any side about how he's doing. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I know, and I feel like I'm doing a bad job as a reporter because I'm coming on Good Morning Football, and I'm like, not only is there not a report, I don't think Harbaugh knows.
Yeah, and what kind of – it can't be Lamar Jackson saying, you know what? Hey, if you guys don't want to pay me the money, this is what your offense looks like. Because there are 52 other guys in that locker room right now. And if you're just going to look at them and say, hey, sorry, guys, go out there without me and see how you can do, how are you supposed to come back either Sunday or next year and say – yeah, I know I abandoned you guys for a month, but now I'm making $250 million. So, you know, everybody line up and let's play. How do you earn their trust and respect back? These are guys, they count on you to be out there. You're the running backs, the receivers. Everybody counts on you to be out there on offense because you make everybody better, which, of course, that means everybody eats, which means everybody can go in and negotiate for more money and all sorts of new contracts. When you're not out there, and no one's catching touchdown passes, and no one's breaking long runs, and you look like the offense is stuck in the mud, and no one has the actual statistics to back up what they want to be paid accordingly for, it really is a bad look for you. That can't be what he's doing.
This is Tasty, and let's end it with Buccaneers, Cowboys. Your approach Monday, I've got to pace myself. I'll be exhausted. I'm going to be flying back from L.A. I'm going to do a whole show, Good Morning Football. And then we've got like the best playoff game of the entire weekend on a Monday night. I'm still not used to it. I think I'll tell it like it is. Last year it was Rams Cardinals. I was like, all right, I'm going to stay up. Rams started blowing them out. I think I went to bed in the third quarter and I was no worse for the wear. This year I can't do that.
I completely agree with you. And look, let's just look at the big shiny object in front of us. On one hand, okay, you got Brady at home, primetime, under the lights. You're watching. On the other side of the ball, you have the Cowboys on the road, in primetime, in the playoffs. You know you're going to gear up and tune in to watch that whole game, whether they're winning or they're losing. If it's a Cowboy blowout or the Cowboys are winning, you're sort of hate watching it unless you're a Cowboy fan. And if you're watching that game and the Bucks are up and the Bucks are winning and the Cowboys lay an egg like they did this past week against the Red Sox, you're watching that game
the
gleefully.
Red Sox, not the Commanders, the Red Sox. You called them the Red Sox. I like that.
You caught me right there. This is what happens when I start going so crazy like this. You know, if the Cowboys go out and lay another egg like they just did last week, you're watching that game really happily and you're laughing and, you know, Dak throws a pick six here and McCarthy blows all three timeouts early or he's challenging plays they shouldn't be challenging for or going for it from his own 30, anything like that. You're watching that game and you're laughing and you're enjoying it. So there really are two sides here that are pulling you into this incredibly intriguing game. You got to be sitting down to watch this because that's it. After this game's over, you don't got Brady next weekend or you don't have the Cowboys next weekend. And those are two big chess pieces taken off the board for next weekend.
Yeah. All right. In closing, Todd, thank you. Just want to tell you, we have a new sponsor. And guess what the sponsor is? DraftKings. Let's go.
Love it. Love it. I'm in.
Go for those moonshots on DraftKings.
That's it. That's the only way that I hate to say that's the only way you should be gambling, but go ahead and find yourself one of those 20 leg parlays that'll pay you $1 million if it hits. They're a lot more fun than watching one game hoping that one team covers. No. Take the moonshot.
It sounds like we've got a show that you might have to have a spinoff podcast where we talk moonshots. I appreciate you, Todd, and I appreciate everybody listening to the podcast this week. On behalf of Todd, on behalf of Brandon Bean, the general manager of the Buffalo Bills, Jason English, Aaron Wong Kaufman, our guy, Jason Kleinman, who does such a great job on the digital side, pumping out these clips from LA, who gets them up there. Jack Rudd, our music man, everybody, thank you for listening. And we're kicking butt over here on the podcast. Tell your friends about it, and let's keep on building. Till next week, enjoy Wild Card Weekend, everyone. The Season with Peter Schrager is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.